Okay, Rabosa. We ended yesterday's shiur by discussing the din of standing in front of a Talmud Chacham, standing in front of a Sefer Torah. And the last point we discussed is the din of the Gemara, that you're not mechuyev to stand for your Rebbe more than Shacharis and Arvis. So the Sefer Betzel HaChochma. You have the Sefer Betzel HaChochma? It's a fascinating Sefer. Series of Sfarim. By Rabbi Tal Stern. He was the Rav in Melbourne, Australia. His brother was the famous Debrecina Rav of Boropok. And he's not alive anymore. So he, it's on, the Tshuva begins on page 26. So he has a discussion of the halach of standing with the Sefer Torah, and the main shaila that comes up is at Simchas Torah. When you have hakafas and people are going on, so is there a chiyuv to stand up the whole time? I told you, if you take a look on for a second on page 30 in Sefer Halicho Shlomo from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, so he writes in footnote 'cause he doesn't think it's right that we tell all the old elderly people that they should leave the shul. And only the young people could be in the shul during hakafas, because you know the elderly people are going to have to sit. So he says that we should really try to find a heter. So I think the simple heter, and a friend of mine, Rabbi Daniel Arm, suggested this years ago, and we'll see various poskim have this heter, is the following: that the din, what's the din that you have to stand for a Sefer Torah? The din that you have to stand for a Sefer Torah is till it gets to its destination, or you can no longer see it. But when you're taking the Sefer Torah, you say you're taking the Orem, and then you're just going around and around and around, so that's the destination. It's not, you're not going anywhere, you're just going in the same circle. It's not like you're taking it to another place. So maybe that's considered Higilim Komo. I thought that was a very good svara. Rav Shlomo Zalman here on page 29 has. He says, Chada, the Kemish Amin Lirkod in Masefer Torah, Ye Shlomo the Choshiv Kol Beis HaKnesses Mekomim Shel HaSvarim Be'Oso Shah U'Kumunach B'Mokim Echadam. In other words, the whole Beis Knesses is considered it's not going anywhere. It's not like, you know, you're taking the Sefer Torah from one place to another place, so it's going someplace. Here, you're not taking it from one place to another place. You're you're just taking it in the same place. And if you want to see this idea written in various other, we'll see in the Sefer Betzel HaChokhmah, he has that as well. Originally I saw this idea in Rav Harfenis in his Sefer Vayivarach David, quotes from page 25 in the Piskei Maritz, we're from the Beres Yitzchok. He writes, "Hamedaktikim einam yoshvim kol zman shemakifin im haSefer Torah." Because the medaktikim, and that's, you know, many yeshivas, that, you know, a person won't sit the whole hakafas, and he'll need to sit. He'll have to just go out of the room and go someplace else. But he says, "Varova olam makilim b'zeh." You know, especially in the regular shuls. He says, "Ulay b'mnei shalosh shamanu lesor k'shasef tor mahalach bavur l'anicho b'mkomo v'lo shemahalchi m'motod." In other words, when we're taking it to its place, but not when you're just going around with it. And you'll see this idea also look at Rav Sternbach in Tshuvas V'Hanhagos, page 31. Talks about Simchas Torah, Mutar Lasheves Lanuchshem Sovi Misefer Torah. So he quotes the din in the Shulchan Aruch about and then he writes in the second paragraph, "Valnilo Matsosi Minolan Dover Zev Avshachayavim Lamod Chaber Esefer Torah Shover Darko Ad Shanoch Heinuk Sheholich." In other words, even Rabbi Muvok, say Rabbi Muvok gets to his destination and still, like, walking in that same spot. What, you still have to stand? And then he says, that's known from Chazanish, that he didn't want to sit during Hakafas. But when he was tired, he would take a small Sefer Torah. You know, here it doesn't say small, but in Orchus Rabbeinu it says he would sit with a Sefer Torah. In other words, because if you have a Sefer, you carry a Sefer Torah, then you don't have a chiyuv to stand for another Sefer Torah, right? When you're carrying a Sefer Torah. So Mamela, that's what the Chazon Ish would do. He would sit with a Sefer Torah. That's brought down, if you want to take a look, in Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu on page 24, which is various hanhagas of the Stipler and some of the Chazon Ish. It says, "B'lel Shmini Atzeres Achron L'chai Kedusha Shel Maran HaChazon Ish." It's Baalti and Maran Bakol Chazanish, Bakol Zman Akofas Maran Yoshev, Vexik Sevator Cotton Kosher Biyodo. He says the Chazanish, last year of the Chazanish's life. So he sat the whole time, but he was makpid to hold the Sefer Torah. So Rav Sternbach wants to say that that's just a chumrah. was Mikir Adin, he feels that, you know, once you stood up, and then the Sefer Torah is just going around and around, so you stood up once, when they're taking it, so say Mela, when you, they're taking it from one place to the Bima, okay, but then they're just going around and around and around, he thought that you could sit. Now, in the Sefer Betzel HaChochma, so he discusses this kula. So I'll show you. First, he says on page 28, the paragraph on the right side that begins Ode Hirharki Lomar. It's only if you bring it to a plot to go to a certain destination. In other words, you're not trying to go to any special destination. Schor schor, just around and around. Veinum srachik mokam sivu kal nekshav kol sheta hasivu kim komo. Let's have like a omibim komo. Shein tzorich lamun panov. Mutaretzis gam bezem min hagam shaleidahem is yashrim asher his yafu merikudim beis hakofas besufas Torah. I think that's a very good svara. Now, he, in the beginning of the tshuva, works with another idea of the, based on the Gemara of Shachris Varvis. If you take a look here on page 27, paragraph Ode Isa B'sugya Yikidusha Number Lozam Yeshua Ein Tam Chochem Roshay Lamal V'neis Rabo Al Shachris Varvis Deisha Loyek Vodo Godol Mikvod Shamayim. And the Ramo quotes this Ramo Yerodeya Kosev Yesh Omim Deino Dom Chayiv Lamod Lifnei Rabo Rak Shachris Varvis V'davka B'beis HaRav Abifnei Acherim Shein Yodim Sh'omer Lefan of Chayev Lamod Omer Gam Bifnei Sefer Torah Einu Chayev Lamod Rak Shachris V'Arvis Alkol Ponim V'Beis HaKnesses V'Beis HaMedrash Shein L'Gabi Sefer Torah K'Beis HaRav L'Gabi HaTalmud. So he wants to say that another svara to say that you don't have to stand the whole time is because just like by Rabbo you only have to stand twice a day, so too for Sefer Torah. So we have to see, so what's the Gedarim? So he writes, and he says, Ein Lomar Dadafka, one could say maybe that's only done by Rabbah, right? Maybe by Sefer Torah you have to stand 50 times a day. So he says, Ein Lomar Dadafka, Barabbah, Shaykh Lomar, Shein Rosh Elamod, Bifon of El Shachar, Zvarvis, Mitaim Shlek Vodum Ruba Mikvod Shamayim, Mashaykhim Sefer Torah, because kutcha brichu v'raisa chadu. Kol kovar ha-torah in el kvod shemayim. Shapir chayev lamod b'fmeon of kol pam shorer. Kamo shachayev lamod kol pam shemekabal v'yash chinam. Ayim rosh, shekosef kein gam b'no gael rabo. V'no b'no gam ozor mishu d'sfile b'vei rabo in rosh lamod rach shachz v'arvis. Modal kol ponim b'nei b'sef tor chayev lamod kol pam shirenum. So he says, don't say that. Don't say the din of Shachris V'Arvis is only with your Rebbe, but a Sefer Torah you have to stand 50 times a day. Why? Zeino dimken ki kabibari le ma'u lamod b'fnei Sefer Torah havalei l'meimed chayev mishum t'kvod u'kvod ha'shchina. In other words, why did the Gemara have to, in other words, if you want to say the Sefer Torah is the same thing as Shechina, and therefore maybe there's no limitation of Shachris Ravis, because the din of limitation of Shachris Ravis was only said by Talmud Chacham Shalei Yikvodo Chamor Mikvodo Shechina. But you see from the Gemara that they didn't equate the Sefer Torah to the Shechina itself, because then the Gemara would have just said Ma'al Amad Vesh Sefer Torah, so just say, well, the Shechina is here, you have to stand up. But the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara had to learn how to Kal V'Chomer Bipnei Lo V'Deha. So in other words, the whole Yalfusa of standing from a Sefer Torah is learned out from a Kal V'Chomer Mipnei Lo M'deha. So if Mipnei Lo M'deha, even Rabbo, who we said is Mochomer, right? Rabbo has the din of Yira, right? And yet we still say you don't have to stand more than twice. So too with Sefer Torah. Kain lo adif mikvod lomdeh sheinu chayv lamod b'fneim al shachar zvarvis. Kain nir lani yizdaiti nochem b'siyat d'shvayim. So first he's koveya that this is sold. That the din of shachar zvarvis is not only your Rebbe, but also Sefer Torah. Yeah. Yes. Right, that's a good question. To what degree do we say this idea that the Shekhinah is somebody told me years ago that they asked the late Rav Bick, he was a big posek, and he used to answer Shilas all day on the phone. So someone called him with a Shila of which, when you, it just reminds me of that. The Shila was, he had a roommate, and they had bunk beds, and his roommate was sick, the guy underneath. So he wanted to know, is he allowed to sleep on top, because the Shekhinah is l'mala michola. So I don't think Rav Bick was so taken by the Shaila. So, but it's a good thing, interesting to think about to what degree. But it's an interesting point you make. Pashtus might be a din deraisa. Kal v'chomer is one of the Yugimel Midah Shatar in the Drashas Bahem. So, unless you say it's just an asmachta, but there's room to say there could be even a real. Oh, so then he asked the kasha on himself from the Rav Sar Sholem that we saw yesterday in the tour. The Rav Sar Sholem says, when you take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron and you bring it to the Bima, you stand. And then when you take it from the Bima back to Aron, you stand again. So the question is, how can I say that there's a din of, that you don't have to stand more than Shachris Varvis? But you see, by Shachris itself, they take you the Torah, they bring it back, you have to stand twice. Omnam Yesh La'ayim, Mashakosav HaTur, Arachayim Hashem Rav Sar Sholem, Sefer Torah ben kishemotzim oso ben kishemachzirin oso lomkomo omdim miponov la'alter. Ankal shono v'ayim b'bachsham shetzorach lamod mishas hotzoa sheyilchen lomkomo alabima. Akach yoshu chozim v'omdim kishemachzirin oso lomkomo ankal shono. V'shomid v'mnei Sefer Torah shtei pa'omim. V'yesh kriyas haTorah gam b'mincha. Right, say like on Shabbos. So you stand, you have to stand where they take the Sefer Torah out, and then you have to stand where they bring it back in. So that's twice. And then by Mincha, another twice. So that isn't that already more than the amount? And according to Rav Sar Sholem, it seems that every time you take it out, when you take it out and you bring it back, you stand. So he's saying, isn't that so ser what he suggested? So he says, "Vayefshel lomar ki Rav Sar Sholom chen balamanig shiuski abach svile kedas harif varosh vaposkim the svile the lokai melam kerablazer from Yeshua now began if they rabu chuv lamo kol pam shirenu." But you could say that maybe Rav Sar Sholom Paskins like the Rishonim that don't hold from that din. In other words, that's one opinion in the Gemara that says that you don't stand for your Rebbe more than twice a day. But apparently, the Rif and the Rosh hold we don't Paskin like that. That even Bifnei Rabo you have to stand as many times. So maybe Rav Sar Sholom was following those opinions, and Memela, that's why he said it. But in a Chanami, according to our Shita, that it's only once Beshachris, once later, then in a Chanami you wouldn't have to stand twice. But he doesn't like that. Alzad Dochak, Shereabach Matikan Tiver Rav Sar Sholom Balamanig. He says the Bach is mashma that he paskins like that the day in the Gemara. It was also mashma that he holds from Rav Sar Sholom. So he doesn't want to go with that mahalach to say that Rav Sar Sholom is just shalok halacha. So he wants that Rav Sar Sholom to fit him in with his pshat. So he says, "Avistaber lani azdaiti b'siat d'shmaya d'gam b'rabo ki agav nechayev lamod b'pon of shtei pa'amim b'shachrus shtei pa'amim arvis v'fil yoser." Gon sh'rabo holek shachrus achar tefilin beis hakneses l'beisom. Say the Rebbe is leaving shul to go to his house. V'ro talmid v'omid b'ponov. And then the talmid sees and he stands up. His Rebbe is walking out of shul. And then shuv be'emtza haderech yoshev lo rabo lo shenam lo kedei lofosh el leizet zorech v'nisyashev gam ha-talmid Shuv kasha yakum rabo lahamshich darko mustabe shechayav atalmud lamod bipon of old pam chen afil kam upon him and sheiskas the rabo meinov shegi lebeso shusof darko sheish lo amru shein tam chachem rasha lamod bnei rabo lapam achas shachrus pam achas arvis el ein tam chachem rasha lamod vara el shachrus arvis here ki shachrus arvis mishkachas le shechayav lamod bipon of kam upon him vam hachta leel dal licha beis knes lebeso inyan echadu. Miyaka Shara also Talmido Nishayev Lamod Miponov Sheitzkasa Mienov Oshiagia Rabo Lebeso Lachen Gam Im Omad Rabo Beemtza Derech Oshiyoshov Lo Poker Bitalmudo Talmido Achiv Shechal Olamikor. In other words, say, what's the Din by your Rebbe? The Din by your Rebbe is you have to stand up for him the whole time until he gets to his destination. So what if you got up for him, and then he's going to his destination, but in the middle of his destination, he needs to sit down. And then you sat down also. And then he gets up again. So, that's still part of the same chiyuv. Still part of the same chiyuv. In other words, so when the safe... Yeah, so we'll see what he says. Yes, Rakach Shari Bigmar Yohiv Taimel Masha Omer Shay Tamachachem Rasha Lama Dnei Rabo Al Shachrus Varis Kidei Shalei Kvod Rabo Godol Mikvod Shemayim Vayne Kvod Shemayim Bikriyashma Shachrus Varis Vim Ken Kshem Shadover Poshad Linya Kriyashma Shem Hifsik Beemtza Kriyosol Shem Sholom Lekadosh Kedusha Machmas Onas Shem Yan Acher HaHefsik Taiv Lahamshich Ligmor Kriyosol Fim Hifsik Machmas Onas Beemtza Kriyas Pasuk Shema Yisrael Chovalav In other words, the Rebbe gets up, so you get up for him. And then you can still see him. And then he sat down, and then he's going to get up to continue. So when he gets up, you have to get up again. Because he's still part of Maloy Naim. And we don't view that like you got up twice for him. That's part of that same Chiyuv. Because the Chiyuv is when he starts walking till he gets to his destination. So if in the middle, before he got to his destination, he had to sit down. So you don't say, "Oh, you have to get up again." And that's not called Kvod Golem Kvod Shemayim, because Kvod Shemayim in Hifsik Be'emtza, if in the middle of Kriyishma you were Mafsik, so you have to continue saying Kriyishma. Right? So it's not like you were Mafsik, so now, or you have to finish Kriyishma. So in the middle of getting up for your Rebbe, there was a pause. That doesn't mean you don't have to get up again. It's once your Rebbe got home, say your Rebbe's home, he got to his destination, and then he leaves his house again, and then you see him again, so then you don't have to stand up a second time. But once it's part of that same Mahalach, so then even if there were pauses in the middle, you have to get up each time, because that's one long Chiyuv. So he says, Me'ata, im noma da'otza sefer Torah l'kriyas chazmasol harakor sh'inyan echor hu. So he said he wants to say the same thing. That when you take a sefer Torah out, and you lay in, and then you bring it back, that's like one chiyuv. So maybe that's pshat in Rav Sar Shalom. That if you take a sefer Torah out, and then you bring it back, so that's one component. So Mamela, that's why you're going to have to, it's like the case of the Rebbe who's going home and you see him, so as soon as he started going you have to get up, and then if the middle of the trip he needed to sit on a bench and now he's going to get up again, you have to get up again for him, because it's a chiv and malo einov. That's not that you got up twice, that's just part of that chiv of Mishi Yirenu Achi Yagilim Chakomo. So the same thing for the Sefer Torah. That when you, the Sefer Torah was going and coming back, so that's all considered one Mahalach. So he says, La Mavuar, bottom paragraph, Simchas Torah, Shalosim Sheva Hakafas Labima, V'chol Hakafa Hu Inyan Bifnei Atzmo, Kashen. Kashen Amadim, Besof Kol Hakafa, Hu La'os Kigvar, Nigmar Oso Hakafa. Nimtza Besof Hakafa Rishon, V'chei Besof Kol Hakafa, Kashen Machzik Asa Sefer Torah, Namod, L'shem Kach, Mutu Lutzim Anitzom Shom L'Shevis. Real kasha yeschil achach lahakiv tam nosefes ain't for chova latzim relaxer v'lamod shem shein chova latalmid lachzer v'lamod. So what does he say? Pimki, Timduma Shinogim Lamad Savitor come home and beyond Kol Pam Shereo, Hainu Time of Fishagam, Gabi Rabo Das Harbe Postkish Hayab Lamad, part of Kol Pam Shereo, Field May Palmer. Gamadas Ramoim, Yen Kiev, in the Isu Badova, Melo Shikenu, Gamagel Amilo Savitor, because Mokam Eker deal Fipishko Sharama, Enkova Lamad Misofa Koffer is shown of the Elach. The Henkashim, Siafin Menarikut Shapi Messias. So he says like this, that once the first hakafa was, he brought it out, and then it got to its destination. So then that's one unit. So So he says, Lachin. So he wants to say that really after the first hakafa, you wouldn't have a chiyuv to stand anymore. Because you already stood up once for the Sefer Torah. In other words, without the idea that we said before that this is really the makom, it's makom. In other words, where it's the Sefer Torah, say we assume it's not makom. But Lamaisa, you took the Sefer Torah out, you danced, and now you brought it back to where you originally got it from. So then you stood up. You stood up then, the whole time, say. In other words, according to this far, he's saying you would have to stand up the whole first hakafa, because that's, you know, till it gets to its destination. And not assuming what we said before, that the whole shul is its destination, but the destination is the end of the hakafa. So the hakafa is end, so Mimel, you stood up. So now, to have to stand up again is like standing up more than Chakras Vargas. Which you're not required to. Okay, that's an interesting notion. But I think the second svara, the svara we said before, is more, you know, pashut even. And the nafkamina would be, according to the first svara, you have to remain standing the whole first hakafa. And then you can finally sit down. This is its unit. It's like standing from the Sefer Torah, taking out, and when it comes back, you stand both times because that's one unit. But the other pshat is more pasha, to just say that this is considered higiel and komo. I think that's it's a simpler pshat. Yeah. No. No, you don't have to wait. You could go on your merry way. Meaning you... There was... Lo Einav means that you have to stand up till you can see. But there's no chiv of you to stay in your... to have the Rebbe stay in your vision. You can leave. I mean, unless you're the one being Malavahim. But if you're not being the one being Malavahim, you just see the Rebbe sitting there. But you have to go down the other block. So go down the other block. There's no here to stay there until he gets up so you could... in other words, you don't have to make yourself into a Moloenov. If you're staying in one place and then he's the one that's moving, so there, then you have to stay Moloenov. But there's no here that you should have to stay in your place. But then he wants to say, that, in other words, he wanted to suggest that you don't have to stand for the first hakafa. But then he also wants to say that when they bring the Sifrei Torah back to the Aron, at the end of the hakafas, you have to stand up again. Because that's part of your standing up originally when the Sefer Torah was taken out. You don't call that a second standing. Just like Rav Sar Shalom said, we get up when the Sefer Torah was taken out of the Aron, and then we get up again when the Sefer Torah is brought back into the Aron. And we don't count that as two, we count that as one. So by the Hakaf is also, in other words, when they take the Sefer Torah out, and maybe throughout the first Hakaf you stand, but after that, you could sit. But then when they're bringing it back to the Aron, then you have a Chiyuv to stand again. Because that's considered one standing together with the first taking it out. Okay, it's an interesting tshuva by Rabbi Tzal Stern. Yes. Yeah, so he's asking, what about Hagba? What about Hagba? So who speaks about Hagba? There's a tshuva in the Rashba about Hagba. Take a look at page 13. Sha'alta l'ma she'shamata she'ein ha'kohol omdim kan b'shosh shliach tzibur marak sav la'am. Nishalta heich efshar lehem shelo yamdu. This man is your question. There was apparently that the person was writing the Rashba that in the shul that he davened, the minhag was not to stand up for Hagba. And the question is that are they doing proper or not? So he says, Tshuva nira shavichal l'kach b'shomri mibnei l'mda kein b'panel l'kosh kein v'imizu ein araya shi Wow. He says you have to be in the same zone. In other words, if you're Rebbe, you see the Rebbe, he's on the roof, and you're on the ground. You're not you're in a different reshus. A different rishus. So then you don't have to stand. In other words, you know, they used to have those, a bima meant, you know, a whole platform, right? Like certain shuls have a whole platform. So if the bima is a platform, so memela, and you're doing a hagba on the bima, which is a platform. So he says, then there's no chiyuv to stand because you're not in the same domain. Makosha motzim esef torah min ahechal shemalim esol duchan odim achal al amdom. But once the sefer torah is taken out of the aron kodesh, till it's brought to the platform, you have to stand. Mikor v'ro k'tzas migdol Yisrael b'tziva sheyesh lamod gam shar shashlich tzivo zokfo marak k'sav l'am. He says in recent years some of the Gdol Yisrael said that that you should stand. V'amru li shekol zeh mikvot sefer Torah v'shkein ogu b'rov mikomos v'chol shetonim sheyesh mikvot sefer Torah yisi lochash. So he says, but in the recent years, people still feel it's a covered sefer Torah, and they stand for Hagba. I mean, a lot of shuls today, anyway, we don't have this thing that it's a separate rishus, because not every shul. Like here, the base measure here, there's no platform, so it's not a separate raised area. So then it's in the same domain. So that's Tshuva Sarashpa. Is there a chiv to. So he says, Meikir Adin, see, he was talking about when they did Hag, but they had a platform. So if they had a platform, that was considered a separate domain. Many of our shuls today don't have a platform. So Bavela, you wouldn't have that heter. The only question that some raise is this like, are you bringing it any place? You're just picking it up and you're sitting down. So is that called that you bring it to any place? I don't know if that's even called bringing it to any place. Because, in other words, the heter of the Rashba is not going to apply in many shuls that that it was like here in the Beis Medrash. We don't have a separate platform. We're here. And they're laying here. They'll have to be here. So there's no same domain.
What about this, like the Kotel?
Yeah, what about the Kotel? Right, in other words, the Torah's coming every place. In other words, so you should always be standing the same. In other words, you could see it, say there's a Torah coming to take a Torah out. So how do you ever sit down for the Kotel? El Torah, say for Torah, that's at the end of Melo Enof. Right? It's a din of Melo Enof. Right? You have to stand Melo Enof. But usually where they're getting the Sifrei Torah from inside, from, you know, by the tunnel there. And then they bring it to the minyan. Oh, so if you say, oh, this is where of Bezalel Stern maybe will come in. That if you hold it, lo yeg merubah mikvod rabo, mikvod shemayim, right? So therefore, if you hold it at the din of shachris farvis, so once you stood up one time, that's it. So this heter would be very good. This would be very key. Very key heter for the Kotel. We never thought of that before, but now that you mentioned it, you know, forget Simchas Torah. Just any time you're by the Kotel, they're constantly bringing the Sifrei Torah. So the one Sefer Torah that you stood up for, so when they take it out, you should stand, and when they're bringing it back, you'll stand. But to have to stand for every other Sefer Torah that's in. And how do we view the Sifrei Torah? I guess you have to say also that every Sifrei Torah, in other words, how do you view it? Because my Rebbe, so this Rebbe is not the same as that Rebbe. But what are you going to say? Sifrei Torah, you gave a cover to this Sifrei Torah, but you didn't give a cover to the other Sifrei Torah.
Talking about Rebbe or Tom Kahn?
In other words, how does that work? In other words, I'm just thinking it through now. In other words, could you say the Svara of Rav Bezalel Stern to apply that once I got up for one Sefer Torah, so that I'm not mechuyev to get up for another Sefer Torah? When we say every Sefer Torah, you have to get up for every Sefer Torah once? See, the assumption by Rabbi Muvok is you only have one Rabbi Muvok. Okay?
I don't
know, so what do you think, sir? Yeah. Yeah. Well, you want to say the Sefer Torah you're using for your meetings, maybe Rabbah Muvah, and the other Sefer Torah, that's because it did Rabbah, and all the other
Sefer
Torah have a dead
Yeah.
The Oh, that's an interesting trap there.
Your family was just in a mistake.
That to think it through more.
What if you say like Simchas Torah? Because on Thursdays and Mondays, what the Torahs are doing anyway.
Well, Maisa, I don't think people are constantly, right?
They won't sit
down. They won't sit down. The people are not constantly standing up by the Kotel. I mean, a lot of people just don't stand, they don't sit by the Kotel. But if you're, you have one of those white plastic chairs, then you can get one of them. Okay.
Get up and lose it.
Right. So then, I was right before the minute, you guys know better than me. The minute by the Kotel, I don't know, keep it down. They're always standing, see this thing, throw that thing, throw it. So one thing maybe doesn't matter, maybe you should stand. But I'm wondering if we could. There is, with Rabbi Tal Stern's start up line, whether we say that no. He's talking about that you got up for the Sefer Torah already. So this Sefer Torah that you got up for, what did we say? No, it's all one thing.
Yeah.
If what? If, in other words, if somebody walks into the room, and the Rebbe's already in the room.
The Rebbe's already in the room.
Yeah.
He's already standing, walking in. So eventually he's going to walk down and sit down.
Who's going to walk down?
The Talmud walks
right.
In. It's not just stay standing the entire time. He's going to just sit down.
Right.
So I assume if you put the quota where the Torahs are constantly used over and over and over again, it's as if you're walking to quota where the Torah is already out. It's being used constantly.
But then you're going to bring it back.
Then it's brought out again, then brought back, then brought out again, then brought back.
Right.
Walking, you're standing and you're walking in there. It's constantly in use. The red is already there, not leaving. So it's helping you stand the entire time.
So therefore you're saying what?
Maybe that would be an idea. Maybe that's a suggestion that you're able to sit down because the red is just standing in the room the entire time. So the Torah is standing in the room the entire time.
Right here. Well, it just usually means a physical level. Right, but technically speaking, say, I don't know, if you hear, you're one end of the Kotel, say there's a minion going on for Mincha at the other end, and you could hear Kedusha and you're within their eyesight and this, so I would think that you mamish together with them. Maybe. But I never thought of the Kotel Shaila. That's a good Shaila. To think about some more. Okay, the next din we're almost out of time, but the next din that we're going to talk about is number 3 is Levoy Sefer Torah. No, I'm sorry, Miniach Sefer. So far we just finished point 1, Kima B'fnei Sefer Torah. Okay, so tomorrow we'll start Miniach Sefer Torah Pasuk V'yotzi, meaning what's the din if the Sefer Torah is open and the person leaves shul in the middle. Whereas it could be that when the Sefer Torah is open, you're not allowed to leave the shul. I mean, if there's mamish emergency, that's one thing, but just time to leave, you need to go out or something, so you have to wait till the Sefer Torah is closed up, not when it's open. So we have to see what the gedarim of that halacha are. And then leave your Sefer Torah is a din that that Sefer Torah require, you know, an entourage. And what's the halach of that? So do you always have to be part of that, you know, like a shul, say they're taking the Sefer Torah around. So do you have to join the entourage? Usually they're, you know, the rabbi together with the chazan and the president you know, shake everyone's hand. You know, so is there a din that everyone has to join the entourage because the Sefer Torah is passing by you or not? So that we'll see. Okay.